Next up on the teleconference is Iowa head coach Lisa Bluter. The Hawkeyes posted a 19-14 record last season, bring back four starters and four of their top five scorers from last season, including the reigning Academic All-American of the Year and preseason All-Big Ten selection, Allie Disterhoff. Coach, thanks for joining us. Can you please make some opening remarks, and then we'll take some questions?
Great. Thanks, Chris. But, you know, it's just hard to believe that we're almost time to tip this thing off. I think our freshmen, which we have five of them, are anxious. You know, they usually get about 10 days to prepare for a game, so they're saying what's going on right now. They're ready to play. And, of course, us coaches all want another month to practice. But we're excited about the year. We think we have a great group coming back. You know, when you look at our group of four starters returning, you think we'd have a veteran team. But ironically, we're still very, very young with eight underclassmen.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star one. Your first question is from Christy Winter-Scott with Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Christy.
How are you? What will be the difference maker for your team this year in terms of improving something specific from last season?
Well, I think our three-point shooting went down last year, and that's something that's kind of been a trademark of Iowa women's basketball, is that we can shoot the three ball really well. I can tell you kids have gotten in the gym. They've been committed to improving that. Yesterday, I think we shot 46% in practice from three-point range during scrimmages. So I think we're back.
And how has Allie Disterhoff, how has she embraced her leadership role now as a senior for you?
Allie is an unbelievable role model. You know, not only is she, you know, on the all preseason team, so, you know, congratulations to Allie for that and for the respect she has from all the coaches and the media around the league. You know, she was the Academic All-American of the Year last year. She's a role model on and off the court. I mean, she's been a coach's dream for us. So, very thankful for Allie. You know, she already has a job lined up working in New York City next year for as an investment banker. Sometimes I think seniors can get stressed out about what's going to happen next in my life, and she's already got that figured out. But is she complacent? Not at all. She is just as driven today as she was when she walked into the gym 4 years ago.
Your next question is from Debbie Antonelli with ESPN. Your line is
good morning,
open.
Lisa.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, can you sort of assess some of the backcourt play that you have and then assess where you think it ranks in the league in terms of some of the experienced guards that are in the Big Ten?
Well, our backcourt is going to be extremely young, just like it was last year. But I think it's quality youth, and I think there's a difference there. You know, we returned Tanaya Davis. She was our point guard last year. She was on the all-freshman team. She's improved. She's more confident. She just has this kind of swag about her right now that she knows this is her team, that she's running this basketball team. And her three-point shooting has improved immensely. She's one of our best three-point shooters right now. So that's very exciting. And then we have a lot of freshmen that are going to also be playing in that position. But we've got, again, good freshmen in there. Mackenzie Myers, who is a Miss Basketball for Iowa, could play point guard and off guard. Miss Illinois, Kathleen Doyle, took her team to back-to-back state championships in Illinois. She can play either position. So although they're young, they are quality. And I think that, you know, by the Big Ten season, we may, you know, they'll have a lot of experience as freshmen and be ready to roll. How do they compare with other people in the Big Ten? I just, you know, I really don't know. This league is so good. There's so much coming back as far as experience that, you know, it's so early I wouldn't even want to compare them yet.
Your next question is from Shelley Till, BTN.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Shelley.
Talking about Megan Gustafson, I thought last year as a freshman she really contributed extremely well as she grew and kind of had that baptism by fire, if you will. Talk about her progress to this point in this season, and then what you think she needs to do to advance and take that next step amongst the bigs in the Big Ten.
Well, Megan had a phenomenal freshman year on the All-Big Ten team as a freshman, well, obviously, but was recognized for her performance last year. I mean, she led our team in rebounding, block shots, and field goal percentage, and to do that as a freshman is amazing. Has she worked on a lot over the summer? Absolutely. She's worked on her strength. You know, she'd never lifted weights before she arrived on our campus. And so now she's had a year plus in the strength room. She's done a great job embracing that and wanting to be stronger and more physical. She has also added some post moves to her repertoire. She's really worked on a hook shot, which is very fun. But, you know, Megan has that intangible. She's got that motor. She's got that never-say-die attitude. She works hard every single possession. And when you have a kid like that, they get better over time, and that's what she's doing.
And last year you guys went a lot with Chase and Megan on the floor at the same time. Going forward, do you think that'll be a focus for you?
I'm not sure that's a focus because we have a lot of really good perimeter players this year, but it's an option for us.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. All the best for a successful season.
Thanks, Chris.